This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services has donation boxes around the state to accept donated gifts in the 72nd annual Gift with a Lift Holiday Gift Drive. Donations benefit patients in the Montana State Hospital to help all state hospital patients to receive a gift this holiday season. The program is coordinated with the National Alliance for Mental Illness. Montana State Hospital is the only publicly operated inpatient psychiatric hospital in Montana. It provides treatment to adults who have serious mental illnesses and who are referred from hospitals, mental health programs, and district courts from across the state. Suggested gifts include pocket games, books, socks, t-shirts and sweatshirts, cards, winter wear including hats, gloves, and jackets, magazines, phone cards, batteries, slippers, blankets and throws, headphones, handheld AM/FM radios, postage stamps, and stationery. The facility is especially in need of winter coats for men and women in sizes medium through 3 extra large, with larger sizes preferred, and no hoodie sweatshirts. Gifts mailed to the hospital should not be wrapped. The hospital also accepts donations of wrapping paper and gift boxes. The hospital asks gift givers to include gift receipts and, if they wish, their name and address along with their donated gift. In Bozeman, the drop-off site is the lobby of the Bozeman Daily Chronicle at 2820 West College Street. Drop-off times are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Please drop off or mail gifts by December 8th to ensure they arrive in time for the holidays. The Gallatin County Transit Service Galavan is facing a driver shortage. The organization recently had a driver who retired, and that was the driver with the route to the Three Forks area. That brought Galavan's staff down to 7, but Galavan couldn't find any new drivers and has suspended service to Three Forks. So the mayor of Three Forks has stepped in to fill the position. Galavan says working in the transportation industry and the potential commitment of driving from Bozeman to Three Forks each day are some of the barriers to hiring a new driver for the route. Sunshine Ross, the transportation director for Galavan through the Human Resources Development Council, said, "It just makes more sense to have somebody that lives in that area. It's just a smaller population, so it's just a little bit smaller of a pool of potential employees. But the shortage has been something that we've been struggling with, as I think many employers have," she said. Ross said the transit service Galavan will continue to look for more drivers to operate their routes, which all were expanded this fall. On Thanksgiving Day, there are places in Bozeman serving free Thanksgiving dinners for everyone in the community. Taco Monty's will serve a free meal at their 8th annual Turkey Monty's. They'll be providing a home-cooked meal free of charge to anyone in the community from noon until the food is gone. That's at Taco Monty's at 815 West College Avenue. And the Bozeman Real Estate Group and the restaurant Bourbon are hosting a free Thanksgiving dinner open to all members of the community. The traditional Thanksgiving meal will be served at Bourbon, 515 West Aspen, just off of North 7th in Midtown, from noon to 3. All members of the community are welcome to attend. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.